This is Curtis Fox for ACLU.org. On Wednesday, May 16, 2007, the ACLU filed a lawsuit in Texas that may reignite the debate over religion in the public schools. The case is called Moreno versus Ector County Independent School District.
My personal belief is they want to proselytize.
Karen Hildebrand is a lifelong resident of Odessa, Texas. She objects to a Bible study course now being taught in the local public high schools and is one of the plaintiffs in the ACLU's suit. So is her husband, Doug Hildebrand.
It's like a church has invaded our school system, and it's not my church.
Here's what led to the lawsuit. In April 2005, the school board in Odessa voted unanimously to add an elective Bible study course to the high school curriculum. In itself, a Bible course is perfectly legal.
It's important to remember that the Bible could be taught constitutionally in schools.
Jeremy Gunn is director of the ACLU's Freedom of Religion and Belief program.
Bible education per se is not unconstitutional if the course is designed to be objective.
But according to Gunn, to be constitutional, a Bible course would have to include a variety of historical, literary, and religious points of view. One of the problems in Odessa, he says, is that the course promotes a specific religious point of view.
And what the Bible means is a matter of religious faith, and that's important, and it needs to be protected. What the Bible means is not a matter for public schools to be telling people what religion means or doesn't mean.
Karen Hildebrand was there when the school board voted to approve the curriculum.
And it was standing room only in there, and there was an eruption of hallelujahs in the school board room.
She and her husband say that the jubilant supporters of the new curriculum were primarily
evangelical. Evangelical community. And I think that is a good indication of where this curriculum comes from and what its message is.
This is what our children have been missing.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
That's from one of the videos on the website of the organization that promotes and distributes the Teacher's Guide now being used in Odessa Public Schools. It's called National Council on Bible Curriculum. Once again, Jeremy Gunn.
The National Council is a little bit secretive about what they're doing. I mean, visit their website and you'll see that they don't quite say what it is.
Hello, I'm Chuck Norris, and this is my wife, Gina.
Chuck and I believe it's very important to have a Bible curriculum in every public school in America.
Our forefathers founded this country on biblical principles.
Here in America, religion forms the foundation of our way of life.
We can change the course of our country, and God knows we need it.
Their secretiveness goes beginning with the curriculum itself, and if you try to figure out who is the author of this document, there's no author given. If you try to order a copy of textbook online, they won't let you do that. They say you have to call them. They say that it's being taught in many public schools across the country, but if you ask them the question, well, where is it being taught, they won't answer the question.
It has now become almost impossible for people on the outside, people in the public, to get a copy of their curriculum and to find out exactly how the course is being taught.
David Newman is another plaintiff in the case. He's a professor of English at Odessa College, and at the time the lawsuit was filed, his daughter was in the ninth grade at Bowie Junior High School. In the fall of 2007, she will attend the local high school, where she already takes a few classes.
And she is Jewish, and I'm very concerned that if the school district continues with this course, then it is making more official the idea that America is a Christian country that was founded according to a particular set of Christian values.
I can't think of any other course in the public schools where people are actually trying to sell a textbook or a curriculum where they're secret about it. Usually they want people to know, they want it to be understood, they want people to be able to see it. Here's a group that doesn't really want it to be known. And so you ask the question, what are they hiding?
We don't know.
Once again, Karen and Doug Hildebrand.
There is a lack of transparency around this course.
In spite of that lack of transparency, the ACLU has learned that the textbook for the course is the King James Bible. The ACLU has also obtained copies of the teacher's guide. Jeremy Gunn says that one teacher's true-false quiz asks students questions about matters of deep religious faith, but then assigned academic grades to the answers.
They ask questions about the divinity of Jesus Christ.
True or false? Jesus was resurrected on a Sunday. The teacher wrote in true by hand on the answer key to the quiz.
Jesus remained on the earth 40 days before he ascended to heaven.
False, the teacher answered, scribbling in the margin, Sunday goes to heaven. Actually, the teacher got that one wrong. According to the King James Bible, Jesus did remain on earth for 40 days after his resurrection. But the quiz itself, and not the teacher's mistake, is the issue here.
That's a matter of religious faith, but it's not something that is a true-false answer for public schools, or that children should be graded on whether they get the answer to that question correct or incorrect.
The Bible course being taught in Odessa Public Schools is an elective. Students don't have to take it if they don't want to. But according to Jeremy Gunn, that makes no difference in regard to its constitutionality or in the message it sends to students.
It's not just something where people can either opt in or opt out of, is you have the official imprimatur of the school on this is what the Bible means.
And that, says Gunn, is unconstitutional. The First Amendment states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Since its inception, the ACLU has fought to maintain that clear separation of church and state. As a result, the ACLU has often been accused of being anti-religious. But that, says Gunn, is a misrepresentation.
ACLU believes that religion is something that is very important to people. It's important for parents to be able to teach their children religion the way they want. It's important for religious communities. And that needs to be protected from government interference.
Gunn says that in the Odessa Bible curriculum case, the ACLU is protecting the rights of parents like Karen Hildebrand to control the religious education of their own children.
We are religious people. We attend church. We both co-teach a college-age Sunday school class. We're very involved in our own Presbyterian church and have raised our children in that church. We believe there is a certain place for religion, and that is in the home, and that is in church, and it is not the school's business to teach any particular religion.
Moreno versus Ector County Independent School District was filed on May 16th in U.S. District Court for the Western District of Texas. To learn more about the Odessa Bible Curriculum case and the ACLU's fight for freedom of religion and belief, go to aclu.org/religion. For aclu.org, I'm Curtis Fox.